This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Wednesday, June 28th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. The rise of Robert Rivas, a tax credit for ag, and McConnell warns on farm bill funding. A tax credit for films, but not ag. Lawmakers approved 22 new budget trailer bills yesterday to reflect an agreement brokered late Monday with Governor Newsom. Among the measures was a tax credit for the film industry worth $330 million a year. The bill drew the ire of Assembly Minority Leader James Gallagher. Like film, he argued agriculture is a California-grown industry facing tough times. Early in the session, Gallagher pressured for regulatory relief on requirements for fully electric farm trucks, but the bill failed to get a hearing. But if Hollywood needs something, we're going to make it happen, he said. Sound familiar? Well, Western Growers President and CEO Dave Puglia expressed similar frustration over the film tax credit in an open letter to Newsom. He pointed out that California was awarded the industry $2.5 billion in tax credits since 2015. Farm groups, meanwhile, have pressed the administration for years to enact tax credit for employers as the state implements a strict new overtime law for ag workers. Will Rivas lead on bills or empower the chairs? Assemblymember Robert Rivas, who chairs the Ag Committee, is taking over as Assembly Speaker at the end of this week. Farm groups are celebrating the first leader in decades from a rural district who understands the industry, but few understand the role of the speaker outside of Sacramento. Anthony Rindon has mostly led from behind the scenes, particularly in negotiating budget deals. He has chosen to instead empower committee chairs to carry forward major legislation, flipping the dynamic of prior speakers. Or this, Senate President Tony Adkins, on the other hand, has vaulted ambitious measures into the arena at the start of the legislative sessions. In 2019, for example, she filed a Trump resistance measure aiming to preserve federal water protections in state code, meeting heavy ag opposition and eventually Governor Newsom's veto pen. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Rivas ties farm worker roots to new role. In a statement to AgriPulse yesterday, Rivas recognized there is a lot of work ahead of us to protect the California dream from skyrocketing housing costs, accelerating and worsening climate-induced disasters, and more. He hopes to give voice to the Central Coast communities he represents that have felt left behind. He noted the region has historically been underrepresented and underserved and reflected on his grandfather, a lifelong farm worker and labor organizer who partnered with Cesar Chavez and Dolores Huerta. A union contract with the vineyard he worked for lifted the Rivas family out of poverty. You can read more about Rivas, his policy record, and the new budget deal in the AgriPulse West newsletter hitting inboxes later this morning. USDA commits $500 million for wildlife conservation. USDA will dedicate at least $500 million over the next 5 years to wildlife conservation by jointly leveraging both NRCS and FSA conservation programs and public-private partnerships through its Working Lands for Wildlife effort. The funding will support a series of frameworks for conservation action for specific ecosystems, which USDA says will serve as a roadmap to leveraging both Farm Bill funding and the historic investments from the Inflation Reduction Act to guide voluntary conservation efforts for farmers, ranchers, private forest owners, and tribes. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. FDA refines human food program plan. Extensive internal and external feedback is leading the Food and Drug Administration to further refine a reorganizational plan to include clear responsibilities for the leader of the Human Foods Program and significant changes for its Office of Regulatory Affairs. When FDA unveiled plans for a new Human Foods Program in late January, many stakeholders criticized its lack of direct line authority for the newly created Deputy Commissioner of Foods and the continued siloing of departments at the agency. Many of those concerns are now being addressed through an undated flowchart of the proposed reorganization as FDA works toward finalizing the reorganization plan this fall. The plan will then require approval from the Health and Human Services Department. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. McConnell, money tight for Farm Bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is warning that funding for a new Farm Bill is likely to be tight in the wake of last month's debt ceiling agreement. New spending is going to be hard to come by, McConnell told reporters yesterday at an event in Kentucky with Arkansas Senator John Bozeman, the top Republican on the Senate Agriculture Committee. We passed an agreement with the debt ceiling to put a cap on spending, and so a lot of additional spending in this Farm Bill seems to me is unlikely, said McConnell. Now keep in mind, the debt ceiling agreement includes limits on spending through annual appropriation bills, and House Republicans are now trying to cut the domestic spending measures for fiscal 24 even more. It's not clear whether that effort could spill over to the Farm Bill debate. Bozeman suggested there are some significant challenges that need to be addressed in the next Farm Bill, including the increased cost of farm inputs. At the end of the day, we want a product that makes it such that our farmers are successful, Bozeman said. He has said repeatedly he would not support a farm bill that does not provide for an increase in the price loss coverage program's reference prices. Lawmakers call for PFAS funding in Farm Bill. A bipartisan group of 16 senators and House members sent a letter to the leaders of the House and Senate Agriculture Committees yesterday asking that funding to address PFAS contamination be included in the upcoming Farm Bill. The lawmakers asked for two measures to be considered for inclusion in the Farm Bill: the Healthy H2O Act, which provides funding for testing, treatment, and remediation of PFAS in water supplies, and the Relief for Farmers Hit with PFAS Act, which provides financial assistance to farmers affected by PFAS contamination. The letter's signers include Senators Tammy Baldwin of Wisconsin, Susan Collins of Maine, Angus King of Maine, Jaheen Shaheen of New Hampshire, Ben Ray Luan of New Mexico, Tina Smith of Minnesota, Maggie Hassan in New Hampshire, and Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, as well as Representatives Shelley Pingree of Maine, Gwen Moore of Wisconsin, Michael Lawler of New York, Alyssa Slotkin of Michigan, Mark Pokin of Wisconsin, Jared Golden of Maine, Betty McCollum of Minnesota, and Melanie Stansbury of New Mexico. Here's today's He Said It. You wouldn't believe the crap lobbyists said to me when I limited junk food in schools or banned trans fats as governor. That former Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger sharing his support for a bill dubbed as a Skittles ban. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Wednesday, June 28th, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Daly.